Thinking Like a Human Part 2. This section is about categories and choices. Once we have a label for something, our brains can sort them into boxes and can further categorise them by recognising similarity or features in common. We create more links in our brain to create further distinctions to group things together. Then we progress by recognising that some things are connected by a common idea or concept. We look at groupings based not only on how things look to us visually, but their properties and their use, and so on. For example, a bicycle, a car, a van, an aeroplane, a scooter and a motorbike can be grouped into various categories. Two-wheeled vehicles, four-wheeled vehicles, vehicles travelling on land, vehicles travelling by air, modes of transport, single traveller transport, multiple traveller transport, and we could go on. We group by broad concept, such as mode of transport, narrower concepts, land-borne vehicle, even narrower, bike, and even narrower, motorbike. We create a distinction, a kind of hierarchy of things. We create hierarchies with our thoughts too, and learn that all things and all thoughts are part of other things. In mathematical terms, we learn that everything is part of a set and subsets. That set contains some things and not others. In other words, we learn to differentiate. With our ability to recognise and categorise, we can begin to consider possibility. The land of what if. So in the above example, if I saw a saucer-like spaceship one night in a desert in New Mexico, I would have a sense of how to categorise it, even though I'd never seen one before. It would be a mode of transport or vehicle travelling by air. I might set up a new category of alien-driven transport. Notice, we only ever recognise and sort new information based on our existing labels and categories.